that's in it.弟兄姐妹平安，高兴再一次回到我们当中来。
Very joyful that we can come together.
特别今天是母亲节哈，可以跟弟兄姐妹在主里面分享神的话。
This is a special day. This is Mother's Day, and I feel very blessed that I can share God's word with you.
今天在座的母亲举手我看看。
Please raise your hand if you are mother.
Let's give them applause. 其实应该每天我们都能够有这样一个感恩的心哈，对那些天底下所有那些爱我们的母亲嘛。
I hope that every day we can be grateful to the mothers.
今天在这个特别的节日里面，我特别要跟弟兄姐妹分享孝道。
In this special day, the message I want to share with you is filial piety.
这是一直以来哈，我很希望在我们教会里面。在弟兄姐妹当中能够活出来的一个见证。
And since long, this is my wish, my heart, that we can live out this testimony.
巴不得今天哈，我们有一起来到神的面前，一起来学习，怎么样在主里面能够尽我们的孝道。
And how I wish that, you know, we can come to learn together how we can fulfill this filial piety in the Lord.
让我们一起低头在神的面前。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
这是你所创造的世界。
This is your work.
我们是你的儿女。
We are your children.
我们感谢你在我们身上所做的每一件的美的事情。
Oh Lord, we give thanks to you for every beautiful thing you accomplish in our life.
我们特别感谢你在这世上你预备的父母。
We especially thank you for giving us parents.
让我们能够享受那个爱。从你那边来的爱。
So we can enjoy the love that coming from you.
让我们今天奉你的名到你跟前来的时候。
When we come before you by your name.
主啊，让我们带着一个感恩的心。
Let's come with a grateful heart.
主啊，因为你，我们今天能够站到今天的地步。
Because of you, we are what we are today.
求你安静我们的心在你自己话语的面前。
Let us be still before we open your words.
是吧？当我们用开口来颂赞你的时候，同样我们心能够安静在你面前。
And when we open our mouths to praise you, our heart is still inside of us.
我们把以下的时间恭敬的交托在恩主你自己的手里。
And respectfully commit the foreign time into your hands.
求圣灵在我们当中一起做交通。
May the Spirit freely moving among us.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉你爱子耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，我们中国有5000多年很优良、很这个悠久的历史。
Dear brothers and sisters, China has 5,000 years of history.
特别当中有一个非常优良的传统。
And among of those ample culture, there's a very good culture that we cherish.
那就是孝道。
That is filial piety.
孝是做人最基本的一个道德。
Filial piety is the fundamental of moral system.
我们中国说百善孝为先。
In Chinese, there's a saying, among all good deeds, filial piety comes first.
我们中国的圣人哈，孔老夫子，他亲自写了《孝经》。来讲授孝道。
A Chinese Confucius, he himself wrote a book called The Classic of Filial Piety to show his emphasis on this virtue.
我们在学校里面小的时候哈，都听过24孝的故事。
And when we were in school, when we were still little, we heard the story about this 24 story about people showing their filial piety.
这都是告诉我们哈，我们的先人他们非常推崇孝道。
This is all telling us that our ancient ancestors they admire this virtue.
我们中国人造字是非常有学问的。
You know, there are intellectuals that is included when we creating the characters.
今天的翻译不容易哈 ，OK， 所以你们要特别为加盟祷告。这孝字是怎么写的呢？我们看一下。
You know how this character, filial piety in Chinese, how is it composed?
孝这个字上面是一个老。
There are two parts. The upper part is the elderly.
下面是一个子。
And the lower part is children.
意思就是说，子女在下面顶着、举着上面的老人， 父母。
And it signifies that the children is upholding the parents that is above.
这个叫做孝道。
And this is filial piety.
很可惜哈，今天被古人所当成人间美德推崇高举的这个孝道。
And what a pity that the virtue that is admired and was held high by the ancient.
到今天哈，很多时候被我们所忽略。甚至有人觉得这是不合时代的一件事情啊。
And it's somewhat neglected and forfeited by the present generation.
今天在家里面，亲子之情或者说儿女的跟儿女的关系哈，变成了整个家庭的一个重心跟焦点。
Now in the family, the relationship with children easily become the focus of all.
有一个销售员到一个家里面去销售东西。
There's a salesman who come to a house to solicit business.
那么开门的是一个十几岁的一个女孩。
And a teenager girl come to answer the door.
那个 salesman 就说：“哎，你们家的主人在哪里？我要找你们家主人讲话。”
And the salesman asking for the man of the house.
这个女孩就指在家庭，在那个客厅当中哈，围的所有这些玩具的中心的那个小男孩说：“这就是我们家里面的主人。”
And then she point to her younger sister, who is sitting in the midst of a pile of toy, and say, "Here, this is the master of our house."
弟兄姐妹，这绝对不是一个笑话。
What is this? This is not a joke.
今天在很多的家庭里面，父母哈迁就溺爱儿女的程度哈，真是到了变成他们的奴仆，儿女变成了主人。
As a matter of fact, in our day, many families, the parents, they spoil their children to a point.As if they were slaves and the children were master.
当然，父母爱儿女是出自于天性。
Of course, out of nature's parents, they love their children.
做父母的甘心情愿去做牛做马哈，去服侍自己的儿女。
And the parents, they are willing to sacrifice for their children and make every effort to please them.
这是一种真情的流露。
Well, actually, this is truly a genuine love revealed.
无可厚非。
There's nothing wrong with it.
甚至是让人看到非常尊敬跟感动的一件事情。
And understanding, this kind of love is respectable and make people feel touched.
但是我们做儿女的有没有想过，我们怎么样去对待那些辛辛苦苦生我们、养我们、拉拔我们长大的父母
？But we children, have you ever thought of how to treat your parents who give birth to you?Make every effort to rear you, educate you, and raise you up.
我们做儿女的有没有好好想过，我们怎么样去孝敬我们那个父母？他们在我们身上投注了无数的心血跟努力。
And we children, have we ever thought of how to respect and honor our parents who invest countless efforts on us?
他们在我们身上付出了无限、不求回偿的那个爱。
And they shed unlimited love.Without asking for repay,
他们甚至不顾他们自己本身的厉害哈，甚至牺牲了他们自己来成就我们的幸福的这个父母。
And they are never concerned about their own well-being, and they are willing to sacrifice as they can.
你知道今天父母不爱儿女的有非常少。
You know, today you can find cases that parents, they don't love their children, but not many.
可是那些子女不孝顺父母的。比比皆是。
But it is ubiquitous that parents, children do not respect and honor their parents.
在唐朝哈，有一个诗人叫做白居易，他写了一首诗叫做《慈乌夜啼》。听过这个，举手我看看。
This is about a poem, write by a poet in Tang Dynasty.
举手我看看，没有几个。
It's about a crow, how he reciprocate.
慈乌是一个鸟。
You know, crow is a fowl.
鸟都晓得反哺，孝敬它的母鸟。
And it even knows to reciprocate its mother.
人不能不如禽兽。
We as a human being ought not to be inferior.
可更重要的，你知道
？What is more important is
创造宇宙万物的天父上帝，他是注重孝道，他要人来敬孝道、守孝道。
You know the God who created the whole universe.He value filial piety, and he commands us to do it.
并且对那些尽孝道的子女， 他有特别的祝福跟赏赐。
And he reward and bless those who do it.
我记得我在讲这校大，但是八九年以前哈。
You know,
在教会里面分享过这个信息。
When I share the message about this filial piety, the last time I share this message is about 8 or 9 years ago.
八年以后哈，在母亲节的时候，我再要跟弟兄姐妹分享这个信息。
And 8 years after, on this Mother's Day, I want to share this message again with you.
因为我希望哈，我们弟兄姐妹能够活出这样的一个见证。
Because I wish that our brothers and sisters they can live out a testimony.
一个荣耀主的一个见证。
A testimony to glorify God.
不单我们自己在世上先享受这个福气。
Not only that, we can enjoy this blessing while we are still on this earth.
而且可以把这个美德传递给我们的儿女。
And we can pass it on to our children.
你知道吗？将来会报在我们自己的身上。
You know, it can be the retribution in our future.
所以我巴不得我们在座的所有的新生命福音堂的弟兄姐妹哈，包括我们 youth 在内，都在这个福气里面有份。阿们。
So I wish that all the brothers and sisters, including youth, they will be embraced with this blessing.
想不想有这个福气啊？
You like to be embraced with this?
想不想啊？ How about youth? You want a part of it? Yes. Amen. 好，我们子女怎么样尽孝道才能够？讨神的喜悦，按照神的心意来尽孝道。
So how can we be after God's mind that we children show our filial piety to our parents?
感谢主哈，圣经里面非常清楚、具体的告诉我们怎么样去做。
And thanks be to God that the Bible clearly showed us the way, show us how to do it.
刚刚我们所念的经文哈，以弗所书第一章第六章一到三节。
The scripture we just read from Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 to 3.
OK， 好吧，我们再练一次哈，用你自己熟悉的话，用练英文的就练英文，练中文的就练中文，好不好？预备，请。
Whatever language, read it again.
预备，请。圣经告诉我们，我们向父母尽孝道有两方面。
Bible tells us that there are two ways that we show our filial, we honor our parents.
那圣经讲这个话是一个命令。
This is a command.
不是一个选择。
This is not a choice.
再讲是一个命令。
This is a command.
不是一个选择。
Not a choice.
意思说要不要去做
？What does that mean? Do we have to do it?
要不要？不是你自己愿意喜不喜欢哈。We have to obey.
It's not you like it or not. It's not you're willing or not. We have to obey.
所以有两方面。
So there are two ways.
首先哈
First,
我要在主里面去顺从或听从我们的父母。
Obey your parent in the Lord.
在主里面去听从或顺从我们的父母。
Obey your parent in the Lord.
第二个
Second,
要孝敬父母。
To honor your parents.
其实看了这个很像我们中国讲的孝顺，对不对？
When you see that, this is very similar to the way we talk about filial parentIn China.
孝顺的孝就是孝敬，顺就是顺从，包在里面。
You know, it includes honor and obey.
好，我们首先来看看第一个
First,
什么叫做在主里面顺从我们的父母。
What does that mean? Obeying your parents in the Lord.
顺从，英文是 obey 哈，就是百分之百的听从我们父母的吩咐、命令或者是管教。
Obey means you are completely submissive to your parents' teaching and discipline.
爸爸妈妈怎么说，我们就怎么做。
You do it how they say it.
不打折扣，不讨价还价。
No cutting corners, no negotiating.
做父母都很同意哈。不打折扣，不讨价还价。
No cutting corners, no negotiating.
那你说为什么？做子女意味上为什么？
Children will ask why.
特别是我们的 youth, why?
Especially our youth, they will come up with this kind of question.
那我告诉你 why?
Then I tell you why.
因为子女还没有成年，不懂事。
Because children, they are still minor, they are not mature enough.
他们没有足够的智慧，也没有足够的经验，还没有成熟到一个地步，他们可以去这个独立的思考跟判断，做决定，负责任。
Because they are not mature enough to make decisions, to judge, to take responsibility independently.
所以呢，他们必须要听从做父母的，因为这是对他们的一个保护，父母对他的一个爱。
So they have to obey their parents. This is for their protection.
这是必须的。
This is necessary.
因为是保护你们、爱你们的缘故。
This is for your protection. This is for loving you.
当然，儿女听从父母也是反映神在家中是设立的一个次序。
And it also reflects an order that God instituted in the family when children obey their parents.
这也是做儿女的哈，在这个成长的过程当中必须要培养的一个品格。
And it, this is also necessary for them to be it is also necessary to foster a character on them.
什么品格？
Growing up, what kind of character is that?
懂得怎么样去顺服权柄。
Knowing how to submit.Authority.
所以圣经说哈，在主里面顺从父母是理所当然，是对的，应该做的一件事情。
So that's why it says in the Bible, it is right, it is accurate, it is what is supposed to be to obey your parent in the Lord.
那哥罗西书第三章二十节甚至说这是讨神喜悦的一件事情，不单是对的一件事情，而且是讨神喜悦的一件事。
In Colossians chapter 6, it even say thatThis is not just the right thing; it pleases God.
可是现在很多人哈，觉得年轻人他们的反叛、不听从父母，好像是很正常的，是应该的一件事情。
Now, nowadays, many people think that it is normal or acceptable that the young people or youth they are obedient to against their parents.
甚至这个社会也鼓励他们这样去做。
And even encouraged by this society.
我也做过青少年的父母哈。
I've been there, I know.
他们觉得反叛是青少年的一个特权。
They think it is the prerogative of youth to be rebellious.
但是圣经不是这样教导我。
But this is not the Bible's teaching.
因为青少年不管怎么样，他还是一个未成年的一个孩子。
You know, youth, they are not grown up yet.
他们仍然在父母的权柄下面。
They are still under parents' authority.
他们是处在一个心理跟生理上面哈，正在一个改变、做剧烈改变的一个时期。
They're in a period of drastic change in their mental and physical development.
所以这个不稳定性是非常大的。
So there is great instability.
所以他们需要父母的导引、父母的这些关心，在这个过程里面。
They need the caring and they need the guidance from their parents.
好，做儿女的讲完了，我们讲讲做父母的啊。
Okay, I already covered the children's part. Now let's talk about the parents' part.
我们做父母的要特别留意。
We have to be attentive.
当我们的儿女慢慢长大，甚至到青少年的时候，你要晓得，他不再是一个抱在我们的怀里面、牵在我们的手上、围绕在我们当中的旁边的一个 baby.
We have to understand that as our children they are growing up, become a youth.They are no longer the little kid that we're holding in our arms. They are no longer the kid that is always along our side.
所以我们要学习去了解他们，学习去尊重他们。
So we have to learn how to understand them, how to respect them.
不要像一个暴君一样，动不动就用命令去威胁，强迫他们听从我们自己的话。
Don't be like a tyrant, just to give order to force them to obey or to coerce them.
弟兄姐妹，那会对你的小孩引起很大的反弹。
You know, this will result in a backlash from your children.
以前我女儿讲一句话最让我生气。
You know, in the past, my daughter said a word that angers me very, very much.
她说 "This is my life."
她说这是我的，这是我的生命。
我说你的 life 从哪里来的
？And I say, where does your life come from?
可是今天如果我们用一种很强暴的方式，去命令他们的时候，弟兄姐妹，你会把这个。我们跟儿女之间的关系哈，弄得很糟糕。
Brother and sister, if you use this kind of like a tyrant just to give all the, there's going to be a lot.
反正你们懂我们的意思就可以了啊。
Well, you know what he means, okay?
你知道当这样去做的时候，你把父母跟儿女都陷在不义当中。
You know, in doing so, you are in both parents and the children. They are entrapped.In unrighteousness.
很多的父母跟儿女关系破裂是在青少年的时候造成一生当中的遗憾。
You know, the broken relationship between parents and children occurs when their children are in teenage.
所以弟兄姐妹，青少年我们要听从父母， 服从权柄。
So brothers and sisters, youth, you should obey your parents in the Lord and submit.
可是我们做父母的呢？
How about we parents?
我们需要用更多的爱心、更多的忍耐、包容跟接纳，在主里面去教导、去带领他们。
We have to embrace them with more love, more patience, more tolerance, more acceptance, and teach them and guide them in the Lord.
弟兄姐才能够把一件对的事情。一件这个讨神喜悦的事情变成一位美事，能够容神一人。
You can turn a right and natural course into a beautiful thing.
那么在这句话里面还有一句很重要的，这是在主里面去顺从我们的父母。
And there's another thing that is very important, like I want to point out, is obey your parent in the Lord.
什么叫做在主里面？
What does that mean in the Lord?
在主里面并不是指，哎呀，只要我的父母是基督徒的父母，我才听他的话。若不是基督徒的父母，不听他的话。
It does not mean that we only listen to our parents if they are Christian. If they are not Christian, we don't need to listen to them.
弟兄姐妹，听从父母是一个 nature law， 是一个自然律。
Obeying parents is a natural law.
是神在创造人的时候就放在我们的良心跟良知里面。
It's a natural law that God put in the heart and conscience of man when He created them.
所以未成年的父母，未成年的儿女哈，要听从父母，我不管他们是不是基督徒。
So the children, they are not grown up yet. They have to submit, they have to submit to their parents' authority, whether they are Christian or not.
但是，作为一个基督徒的儿女
，But as a Christian children,
他顺从父母，却不能不顺从神。
As a Christian children, you cannot You cannot be just obeying parents but not obeying God.
再讲一次哈，基督徒的儿女不能够只顺从父母而不去顺从神。
As a Christian children, you cannot be just obeying your parents but not obeying God.
什么话？什么意思？
What does that mean?
所以当父母的教导跟命令跟神的教导跟吩咐相抵触违背的时候，你是听谁的？
When your parents' teaching contradict to God's teaching, or is not inconsistent with God's teaching, who will you listen to?
做父母都不喜欢听这个话啊。
I know parents does not like to hear it.
当我们的教导跟神的教导冲突的时候，他们做儿女的要用很礼貌、很委婉的方式拒绝，然后承受拒绝的后果。
You know, when our teaching,When parents' teaching contradict to God's teaching or is inconsistent with God's teaching, the children should gently and politely reject it and take the consequence.
这个叫做在主里面顺从我们的父母。
This is what it means by obeying your parents in the Lord.
我们知道很多的父母哈，他们在精神上、在情绪上面是不稳定，甚至有病态，是个病人。
We know that some of the parents, They are emotionally or mentally unstable, and sometimes they even have defect in their personality.
很多的父母他沉迷在酒精里面，沉迷在赌博里面，沉迷在一些药物里面。
They indulge in drugs, alcohol, gambling.
所以他们用暴力的方式来对待他们的儿女。
So they use violence against their children.
包括对儿女有些性的侵害
，including sexual abuse of their children.
这是父母滥用他们的权利。
This is parents abusing their authority.
这不包括在主里面听从父母的话。
This is not included in obeying your parents in the Lord.
所以在这个情况之下，做儿女的要学会保护自己。
So under this kind of circumstances, children should know how to protect themselves.
就是这不成还没有成年的儿女哈，圣经里面告诉我们要。遵从听从我们父母的话。
So, for those minor children, the children they are minor, they have to obey their parents in the Lord.
那我们成年的儿女呢？
But how about those grown-up children?
成年的儿女，圣经说他是离开父母，怎么样？离开父母怎么样？那还没有结婚怎么办？他是成人，就是说他长大成人，离开父母，独立的可以生活了。
So
independent.
So these grown-up children, they are already independent.
所以他们不再活在父母的权柄下面。
They are no longer under their parents' authority.
父母不再负他们的责任，他们自己负他们自己的责任。
The parent does not bear responsibility for them. They take the responsibility themselves.
所以他跟父母的关系从听从父母进到孝敬父母。
So, their relationship with their parents moving from obeying their parents to honoring their parents.
所以孝敬这个字英文是 honor.
So, we use honor in English.
这个 honor 这个字原文哈，它有这个重量的意思。
And honor in
weight.
Honor in its original text.Carry the meaning of weight.
什么叫做有重量
weight. What does that mean with weight?
就自愿把一些敬重、美名、荣誉跟价值厚厚的加在人的身上，那个叫做重量。
It means voluntarily put respect, good name, honor, and value on people.
所以成年的儿女要这样去孝敬他的父母。
So, the grown-up children should show their honor to their parents in this way.
其实未成年的儿女也是这样去孝敬他的父母的。
And those children, they are not grown up yet. They ought to honor their parents in this way too.
我们小孩在学校拿了奖状回来的时候，爸爸妈妈高不高兴啊？高不高兴啊？那个叫做加重量在父母的身上。
When our children come back from school with 奖状是什么
？You guys know.
Yeah. And When they have good performance from school, when they come back, and that is, you know, putting weight on their parents.
今天未成年、成年的，我们都可以用这种方式来孝敬我们的父母。
No matter you grown up or not, we can all use this kind of way. We can honor our parents this way.
圣经说，当我们孝敬父母的时候，神就应许他在世上不但活得好，而且怎么样？想不想长寿啊？不但活得好。而且长寿哈。
And God promised that when we are honoring our parents, and it will go well with us, and we will enjoy long life on earth.
保罗特别说，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Paul particularly stated that this is the first commandment with the promise.
在旧约里面，神颁了十诫给以色列人。
In the Old Testament, God he gave Israelite ten commandments.
头四诫是跟神有关系。
And the first four has relationship with God.
后六诫跟人有关系。
And the last six commandment has relation is related to human.
跟人有关系的第一诫就是要孝顺父母。
And the first commandment that has relationship with man is to honor your parents.
你说神看重不看重人孝敬父母？
Can you see that how God? Do you see? So can you see God? He value or does not value this filial piety?
非常不容易哈。所以今天神不但要我们去做，而且鼓励我们这样去做。你去做了以后，他要赐福给我们。
So not only that God commands us to do it, He also reward and bless us if we do it.
我们今天哈。每一个人的生活都很好，所以呢，就希望活得更健康、长寿。
You know, we all enjoy good life, good living, so we wish that we can live very long and very healthy.
所以我们在饮食上面注意吃这个不吃那一个，加这个补药不加那一个补药。
So we pay lots of attention to what we eat.
而且我们努力的锻炼我们的身体。
And we exercise as we can.
这些东西对于长寿。有没有帮助啊
？Do you think this is helpful for a long life, living a long life?
有没有帮助？有。
Yeah, they are helpful.
有没有保证
？But is there any guarantee?
很可惜，没有。
No.
有帮助，但是没有保证。
They are helpful, but they give no guarantee.
但是今天神保证你一个在世上享福长寿的途径。
But God, today God assure you a way that it will go well with you and you will enjoy long life.
就要怎么样
？And what is that？
一起来说，孝敬父母。
And that is to honor your parents。
再讲一次，是什么？孝敬父母。所以今天这是神给我们的一条途径。
You know, this is the way that God points to us。
那下面我要从四方面哈跟弟兄姐妹分享，怎么样我们来具体的实践， 孝敬父母。
And I would like to share with you how we can honor our parents in four perspectives.
第一
，First，
一起来练练好不好？预备，请。成年的儿女，他是长大的、成熟的、懂事的。
You know, adult children, they are grown up, they are mature, they are discerning.
所以对父母很辛劳的来教养我们、养育我们的，要知恩，不但要知恩，而且要感恩，不但要感恩，而且要报恩。
So to the hard work of our parents fostering and teaching us, we have to acknowledge it, we have to be grateful about it, and we have to reciprocate it.
因为孝敬父母不能够只是当作一种责任跟义务，弟兄姐妹。
You know, honoring parents should not stop at just fulfilling obligation or duty.
就像今天我们做父母的，我们去这个养育我们自己的子女，也不能把只当作一种责任跟义务。
Just like you know, parents when they are raising their children, they do not do it just merely out of their obligation or duty.
弟兄姐妹，里面藏了很多很多浓浓的爱在里面。
Involves very deep love.
因为出于爱，所以他无怨无悔。
Because it is out of love, so there's no complaint, there's no grudge, there's no grumbling.
同样的，今天儿女孝敬父母。
So in the same way, today as children, we honor our parents.
我们也不能够只当做一个尽责任跟义务。
We cannot just treat it as fulfilling an obligation or duty.
诗经是中国。很老的一部书。
You know, a book of song is a very old book in China.
在《诗经》《小雅》跟《我尔篇》里面，他讲了这一段话。
This is a chapter from Book of Song.
再往前面走 ，No, go. 第一章，好，大家来练练哈，这是古语 ，OK? 这是给加盟很大的 challenge，OK?、Okay?好，我们会练的哈，英文的，对不起哈 ，OK， 你们就听我们练。哀哀父母，生我劬劳；哀哀父母，生我劳足。父兮生我，母兮举我；父我，畜我，长我，育我，顾我，负我，出入扶我。欲报之德。敖天罔极，我们就听听。
Okay, let me recite it for you. I prepared that last night. Alas, alas, all my parents, what a toy you get me birth. Alas, alas, all my parents, what a toy you raise me. Oh, my father, you get birth to me. Oh, my mother, you nourish me. You rear me, you fed me.You help me up. You support me. You take care of me. You never let me. In and out, you bore me in your arms. If I will repay your love and kindness, it is like great heaven, illimitable.
Keep them before. 还好很早就寄给他了哈。弟兄姐妹，当我们去孝敬父母的时候，我们没有想到父母在我们身上花了多少的心血的时候。
Brothers and sisters, as we are honoring our parents, have you ever thought of, you know, how much time and effort of our parents spend on us?
我们做出来的都会变样。
You know, if we carry out, it will change.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们必须先要存着对父母有无限的感恩，无限的谢恩。要出于报恩才会做这件事情。
So brothers and sisters, you know, as we are honoring our parents, we must first be thankful for our parents in our heart, and then we must feel that we owe them our respect and honoring, and we reciprocate it with gratitude.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们出于报恩的时候，我们才会甘心乐意的。不会觉得勉强，我们不会觉得苦，我们不会觉得麻烦，不会觉得是一个重担。
And only if it is this way, then we will do it with a cheerful heart and feel no trouble, feel no hardship, and feel no torrents.
今天孝顺父母容不容易啊？ 特别是父母年纪老的时候哈，因为出现一些变化的时候，性情也改变，去孝敬他们的时候非常不容易的。
You think it's an easy job to honor your parents, especially when they are advanced in years and their physical condition has some change.
可弟兄姐妹，如果我们是出于知恩、感恩和报恩的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们可以克服这样的难处。
If we honor them out of this kind of attitude, we know the grace, we want to repay them, and we want to appreciate them, then we will do it willingly.
所以今年我们在孝敬父母上面，千万千万弟兄姐妹，不要做一个忘恩负义的人，要做一个感恩图报的人。
So, brothers and sisters, in honoring our parents, we should never become an ungrateful person. We should be willing to give thanks wholeheartedly.
这叫做成为一个名副其实的成年人。
And this will make us be a veritable adult.
所以第一个，我们孝敬父母应该怎么样？
So first, when we obey our parents, what we have to do?
应该怎么样？知恩、感恩，是吧？报恩，再来一次。
We have to know parents' grace and show gratitude and repay parents' grace.
我们对父母应该怎么样？知恩、感恩、报恩。Amen.
Knowing their grace and show gratitude and repay their grace.
第二个
，Second，
我们做成年的儿女要饶恕、原谅父母曾经加在我们身上的伤害。
So, as grown-up children, we have to forgive the hurts that ever incurred us from our parents.
做儿女的要学会饶恕。原谅父母曾经加在我们身上的伤害。
We have to forgive our parents for those hurt that ever incurred on me.
今天在儿女孝敬父母上面碰到最大的一个难处。
I think the greatest difficulty in honoring our parents is,
就是因为在我们的成长的过程当中，有不同的原因，以至于自己的身心灵曾经被我们的父母伤害过。
The greatest difficulty for children to honor their parents is that during the process of growing up, they have ever been physically, mentally, or emotionally hurt by their parents.
我们对父母有怨恨。
So we have grudge against them.
甚至把我们成长大了以后，我们心中一些不快乐、一些问题归罪在父母的头上。
So as we are grown up.We even blame it on our parents for the unhappiness and our own unhappiness and problem.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们处在这个情况之下，我们就要去孝敬父母就困难了。
Brothers and sisters, in this kind of situation, it seems to be a very difficult task for us to honor our parents.
但是我们又觉得孝顺父母是我们该尽的责任。
But we feel that it is our obligations to it is the obligation or our responsibility to take care of them.
我不能不去做。
We cannot get away with it.
弟兄姐妹，那种内心的内疚跟煎熬是非常痛苦的。
So those self-blaming and their inner torment and struggle is very hard to bear.
所以孝敬父母变成一个重担，变成一个愁苦。
It become a very burden and it become a misery.
在这边哈，我告诉弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters, let me tell you this.
求神真的恩待怜悯我们每一个人。
May God have mercy on every one of us.
让我们晓得我们父母也是什么？
Let us know that our parents also.
我们父母也是什么？
They are also.
也是人。
They are also.
不但是人，还是什么人？罪人。
They are not just human. They are also sinner.
就像我们也不是一个完全人一样。
Just like us, we are not perfect.
但是弟兄姐妹，你要了解一件事情。
A brother, sister, you have to
know one thing. 父母爱儿女是绝对不容置疑的一件事。
Parents' love toward their children is indisputable.
天底下，我们常说天底下没有不是的父母。
You know, there's a dash saying that there's no wrongdoing parents.
这句话主要是指那个父母爱儿女的心跟动机，绝对是出于善意。
It refers primarily to the heart and the motive of parents' love toward their children.
但是并不表示父母对待我们。教养儿女的方式都是对的。
But it does not mean all parents treat their or raise their children in the right way.
都合乎神的心意。
are always in accordance with God's will.
有一位弟兄告诉我哈，他在网络上面看到这样的一个故事。
One of the brother who told me he came across this story on internet.
他有一个还没有结婚的这个儿子。
He said there's an unmarried son.
他非常不喜欢他的妈妈。
He does not like his mom very much.
因为他妈妈一天到晚追着他要钱
啊。Because his mom is always after him asking for money.
一个月不给他钱的话，他就骂自己的儿子。
And he would chastise him if he didn't get it in a month.
而且自己钱赚的越多，要的也越多。
And what is worse is the more he earned, and the greater appetite her mom is.
他就搞不清楚他妈妈为什么这么爱钱。
And he really couldn't figure out why his mom loved money so much.
就在当他的事业走下坡的时候
，So as his business start to decline,
他的母亲过世了。
His mom passed away.
所以他回去奔丧。
So he went back for his mom's funeral.
办完丧事了以后
，After the funeral,
他哥哥交给他一包他母亲临终以前嘱咐要交给他的一样东西。
His brother handed him a parcel that his mom entrusted to his brother before he died.
他打开一看，他打开一看
，and she unwrapped the parcel.
里面一个是银行的存折，加上他妈妈的一封信。
There's a bank deposit book and a letter.
他打开一看，银行的存折在他名下成了一大笔钱。
And he found out that there's a big sum of money had been deposited into this bank account.Under his name.
那妈妈写给他的信是这么说的。
And on the letter her mother wrote to him, it goes like this.
他妈妈说，在这几个儿女当中，她最担心的就是他。
So, she said, among all her children, he is the one that worries her the most.
因为这个儿子很喜欢乱花钱。
Because he squandered money.
而且对朋友又慷慨，很四海啊。
And he is too generous treating his friend.
他真的妈妈很担心，他怕将来还没有结婚以前就变成穷光蛋。
So his mother worries about him becoming a pauper.
将来连婚都结不成。
Oh, so he will not be able to get married.
所以从他开始做事的第一天就追着向他要钱。
So since the first day he began to work, she is after him to ask for some money.
一方面是刺激他的儿子哈去赚更多的钱。
On one hand, to stimulate him to earn more.
一方面把他的钱。跟他儿子要的钱啊，都替他存下来。
On the other hand, he saved some money for him.
他妈妈说，他现在要走了哈，不能够再继续为他存钱了。
And mom said that now she is about to depart, she cannot do that anymore for him.
他把这个存折交给他儿子，说要好好用这些钱，不要让妈妈再操心了。
So he gave this bank deposit book to her son and say, make good use of it.
你说这个儿子看了这封信里面难不难过
？So what do you think this son will feel after he read this letter?
他大哭。
He wept bitterly.
他大哭哈，他心里面非常难过，他觉得他一直误解了他的母亲。
He feels so sorry to his mom because he misunderstood her.
所以弟兄姐妹，父母爱儿女的心是不容置疑的。
Brother and sister, that.Parents love their children is cannot be questioned.
只是很多时候他们的做法，我们不见得能够完全了解，甚至会产生误会。
Only that in their practice, we will not understand and we misunderstood them.
好，如果我们的父母真的在我们身上曾经造成过伤害的话
，So brother and sister, if our parents ever hurt us throughout our life.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你一件事情，他们绝对不是存心这么做的，很多的时候是无心之过。
Let me tell you this: in most of the cases, they are unintentional. They don't do it intentionally.
甚至很多时候，他们根本不知道造成的这些伤害。
Sometimes they even didn't notice that they are hurting you.
而且很多时候，弟兄姐妹，这些伤害的造成是在父母不能够控制的情况之下所造成的。
And brothers, in many cases, you know, this kind of hurts that.Incurs when your parents are out of their control.
譬如说
For example,
父母的脾气很坏，然后不讲理，蛮横霸道。
They are, for example, parents they are grumpy, they are unreasonable, they are very bullying.
父母做人很自私，很偏激。
They are very selfish, they are radical.
父母处事悲观负面。
They are negative, they are pessimistic in doing things.
就弟兄姐妹，这是他们在个性上面、在性情上面的一个缺陷。
But this is the defect in their personality, their temperament.
他们本身就是这个缺陷的受害者，你们知道吗
？And they are the victim. They themselves are the victim of their defect.
他们本身就是这个缺陷的受害者。
You know, they themselves are the victim of their defect.
何况我们这些旁边是他最亲近的人。
And let alone they alone those immediate family that are around him.
有一个女儿非常不谅解她的母亲为什么小的时候就把她交给奶奶去带。
You know, there's a daughter. He really could not understand why, her mom would send her away to her grandparent to raise it.
而自己的妹妹却是妈妈亲手抚养长大。
And the mom he raised her younger sister by herself.
所以她长大的时候，常常无缘无故的发她妈妈的脾气。
So as she grew up, she cast anger on his mother, without any reason.
很多时候恶言恶语的去对待她的妈妈。
And sometimes she even cursed her.
可是她哪里知道？他的母亲是在文革的时候生下他的。
But how could she know that her mother gave birth to her, during the Cultural Revolution?
他母亲为了爱他的缘故哈，不愿意他在劳苦当中哈受到伤害，劳改当中受到伤害，所以交给他的奶奶去抚养。
So for loving her, you know, lest that she would get hurt during mom working in the labor camp, so she sent her away to her grandmother.
这样的伤害是在一个没有办法控制的情况之下发生的。
So in this way, the hurt was incurred, that was beyond her control.
所以弟兄姐妹，做儿女的要体谅。
So brothers and sisters, we as children, we must understand.
我们要了解我们父母他生长、成长的年代环境跟我们完全不一样的。
Brothers and sisters, we have to understand that the circumstances in which our parents grew up is different from ours.
他们没有这个资讯，他们也没有这个条件哈，学习怎么样去做父母。
So, they don't have this kind of information and condition to learn how to be a parent.
会不会犯错
？So, will they make mistake?
会不会犯错
？Will they make mistake?
当然会犯错。
Sure.
当然会犯错。所以今天神教导我们，我们要把这些伤痕哈，我们不要受这些过去伤痕的捆绑。
So today God teaches us that we should not be bounded by this scar or this wound in the past.
我们可以从这个牢笼当中释放出来最好的方式，弟兄姐妹，用爱心去原谅他们，去饶恕他们。
And the best way that we get out of this cage is to forgive them in love.
你可以用一张纸哈，把这样伤害都写下来。
You can write down all this wound on a piece of paper.
然后用火烧掉，奉主的名 ，let them go。
And then you burn it, and then you forgive them in the name of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，
let them go in the name of the Lord.
你就不会继续的活在过去的捆绑里面。
In this way, that will keep you from shackle in the past.
这样的话，我们可以往前面走，甘心乐意去孝敬我们的父母弟兄姐妹。
So we can go forward and be willing to honor our parents.
弟兄姐妹，今天在座哈，你如果是落在这个境况这边，今天我奉主的名告诉你。
Brothers and sisters, if you are under this kind of situations today, by the name of the Lord, let me tell you this.
有一个脱去捆绑的方式。
There's a way to be released from this bondage.
那个叫做饶恕。
And that is forgiving.
那是神给你一个最大的一个祝福。
And that is the greatest blessing that God will give you today.
这第二个啊，我们要学会饶恕、原谅我们的父母。
This is the second thing that we have to learn is to forgive our parents.
第三个。
The third.
一起来练好不好？预备，请。我们要把父母对父母的爱跟感激公开的能够表达出来。
We have to express our love and our gratitude to our parents in public.
这是把美名跟荣誉加在父母当中一个非常有意义而且让父母很感动安慰的一件事情。
This is putting honor and putting good name on our parents and this will make them feel comforted.
想想看看父母在我身上做了什么样对的事情。
Think about all those good things that your parents have done on you.
想想看看对父母有些什么非常美好的一个记忆。
And think about all those beautiful memories that you have with your parents.
把它好好写下来， 写在一张很正式的感，写出一个很正式的一个感谢词。
And write it down, write on a very formal thank you note.
然后找机会对着父母公开的能够念出来。
And read it to them in opportune occasion.
如果你从来没有做过，或者说很少这样表达你对自己父母的敬重。
If you never or seldom do it,
我告诉你，你的父母非常期盼，也希望能够渴望等待你这样对他们表达的爱跟感激。
I tell you what, your parents are eagerly waiting to hear the words of your of you showing your love and your gratitude to them.
以前我听到有一个父亲哈，他在念他女儿写给他的这样的一封信。
I you know there's a father who are hearing his daughter reading this kind of note to him.
我很羡慕他。
I envy him.
我在等候这封信哈。
You know, I'm waiting for this letter.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brother and sister.
今天是母亲节。
It is a Mother's Day.
怎么样？好，要不要把美名跟荣誉加在你的母亲的身上
？So are you willing to put honor and good name on your parents?
我已经告诉你们怎么做了哈，下面等你们行动哈。好，这是第三件事情。第四件事情，我们对父母要很主动的去照顾关心，这是将敬重跟价值加在他们的身上。我最近听到有一对夫妇啊，他们在讲不在他们身边的一个女儿怎么样很体贴很细心的照顾关心他们。
Recently I heard a couple sharing with me about a daughter that was not with her and how she proactively care and concern about them.
我听得非常感动。
And I feel very touched.
因为这个女儿她是完全采取主动去关心照顾她的父母。
This daughter, he is totally proactive, proactively to concern and take care of her parents.
她不要等她的爸爸妈妈开口。
Even before they open, they mentioned it.
她就先想到她爸爸妈妈的需要，不管是生活上面也好，经济上面也好，健康上面的也好，都先想到，不但想到了，而且很周详的就为他们安排。
They think of all their parents' need in advance, and not only she just thought of it, she also make effort to arrange for them.
弟兄姐妹，这个叫做孝敬。
Brothers and sisters, this is what it means by honoring parents.
主动的去关心去照顾我们的父母，这将敬重跟价值加在他们的身上。
You take initiative to look after them, to care for them, and in doing so, you are adding respect and adding value.
弟兄姐妹，你的父母会感到很大的安慰跟满足。
And your brothers and sisters, your parents will feel very comforted.
今天有很多的父母跟我们儿女不住在一起的。
You know, today many parents, they don't live with their children.
所以我鼓励弟兄姐妹，常常打什么？
So let me encourage you.
现在不单是打电话，而且还有什么？哦，视频哈，常常做这件事情。
Frequently, you call them and care for them.
特别是在假期节气的时候。
Especially during holiday.
长辈是非常注意这个事情的。
You know, they are very cared about it.
如果父母年长、身体欠安的后，弟兄姐妹不要顾着每一年去度假。你每一年要拿出时间好好回去陪你的父母。
If your parents are advanced in years and their physical condition are not good,
如果你不去做这件事情，如果你不做这件事情，你将来一定后悔。
If you don't do it, and you will regret.
当我们父母来到这边探望我们的时候
，When our parents come to visit us here,
我们要用不同的方式去对待他们。
We have to treat them in different ways.
我们先要好好体谅他们的心情。
We have to consider their situation.
首先要主动的去安排他们一些事情哈，让他们在这边住得安适。
And take initiative to arrange everything for them and let them stay here without any worry.
你知道父母到这边来的时候，虽然来照顾他我们的这个下一代哈，可是他们是很怕给我们做儿女的添麻烦。
You know, when our parents come here, they come here to look after our kids, but They are very thoughtful not to cause any trouble to us.
他们通常弟兄姐妹听清楚哈，他们通常不会把他们的需要告诉做父母的、做儿女的。
They will not reveal their needs. They will not tell you their needs.
他不会把他们需要告诉做儿女，可是会把这需要告诉给别人。
They will not tell their children what they need, but they will tell other people.
所以嘴里面说不要不要，其实什么都要。
So even when they say they don't need it, but actually they really need it.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要懂我们的父母。
So we have to understand them.
要先替他们都想好哈。
They take initiative to care for them.
他们没有脚，看不懂。听不懂，不能够讲，这是他们来这边很大的一个难处。
When they come here, they have language barrier and they need transportation, and this is the biggest problem.
所以做儿女的先都要替他们想好。
So we as children, we have to take initiative to think about it, to think for them.
那他们来这边会住得很开心哈。
And then when they come here, they will enjoy a good time.
还有当父母到这边来的时候，替我们照顾我们的小孩哈，替我们做饭、清理家，辛不辛劳啊？
And when our parents come here and stay at home to do all kinds of look after our kids,
非常辛劳。
You think it's toiling? Yes, it's very toiling.
当然，让父母到这边觉得他们很受重视，好不好啊
？Of course, it's not bad to let them feel needed.
是好的一件事情。
Yes, it's a good thing.
可是不要让他们过分操劳。
But make sure that don't let them be overloaded.
要不要放他们的假？要不要
？They need to take a break.
什么时候放假？周末的时候要放他们的假。
So in the weekend, let them take a break.
让他们有机会出去哈，散散心哈，出去一下。
So they can go out for some activity.
千万不要到周末哈，继续让他们做一天八小时哈。
Don't request them to continue the work during the weekend.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers,
这是我们体谅他们。
This is how we we can be thoughtful.
另外要注意你的儿女对他们讲话的态度。
Be watchful for your children's attitude.
要有礼貌。
They have to be polite.
以前我儿子小的时候对我岳母讲一句话，我岳母到今天还记得。
You know, when my son was little, he say one word, he said something to my grandmother. My mother ignored.
我儿子对我岳母说 ，This is my house. Okay, 意思说你不属于这里的哈。
He told my mother-in-law, "This is my house."
显然我们的教导无方
哈。You don't belong here.
所以要注意我们的小孩对他们讲话。
Don't be watchful. You know, what your kids or your children say.
讲错了要立刻纠正他们，以至于哈，我们的父母他们心不会受到伤害。
If they say something wrong, correct them immediately, so that you know our elderly parents will not be hurt.
那你要晓得哈，我们的父母他们的价值观。跟我们不一样。
And you have to understand the value system. Their value system is different from ours.
生活习惯跟我们不一样。
And their habit, living habits is different.
受教育的程度跟那个方式也不同。
Their education, the level of their education and the way they've been educated is also different.
在一起住有没有麻烦呢、啊、
？So do you think when living together,
有没有冲突
？Is there going to be any?
都要有哈，所以要学会尊重，要学会体谅，要学会容忍。
So you have to learn how to respect, how to tolerate, and how to embrace.
这是把敬重跟价值加在父母身上。
This is putting respect and value on.
当然，最让父母感到安慰、安心的，就是看到我们夫妇恩恩爱爱。
And last but not least, carrying out a happy marriage is can please them and comfort them.
全家一团和气，这是让我们父母感到最快乐一件事。
A harmonious family life will please. We'll please or comfort our parents the most.
有一条中文歌哈，叫《时间都去哪儿了》，听过这条话举手我看看。
There's a Chinese song called "Where Has All Time Gone?"
这条歌可以说是一个做父母的独白。
This is a monologue of a parent.
不知道赚了多少做父母做儿女的眼泪。
You know, it caused many people to be touched and cry.
最后我要念给大家听。
I will read this song to you.
要请加盟哈翻译。半生成了好多的话，尝尽了满头白发，记忆中的小假牙，肉嘟嘟的小嘴巴，一生把爱交付他，只为那一声爸爸。
I stored up many words throughout half of my life. They were all buried into my gray hair.The tiny feet The fatty small lip still in my memory. I give her life. I give love to him all my life just for hearing him to utter mom and dad.
时间都去哪儿了？还没有好好感受年轻就老了。生儿养女一辈子，满脑都是孩子的哭了笑了。
Where has all time gone? I haven't felt young enough, and oldness quietly sneaks in. Spend my whole life railing them, and what have been filled in my mind.It's all about your crying and laughter.
时间都去哪儿了？还没有好好看你，眼睛就花了。柴米油盐半辈子，转眼只剩下满脸的皱纹。
Where has all time gone? Haven't taken a good look at you, and my eye vision is blurred. Half of my days quickly pass, and yet their span.It's about daily chores.
弟兄姐妹
And they fly away. What has been left is wrinkle on my face.
如果做儿女的不能够深深感受到父母对他们一生无怨无悔牺牲奉献的爱
Brother and sister, if children, they cannot feel the sacrificial and devoting love of their parents without regrets, without grudge.
弟兄姐妹
Brother and sister,
那就好好趁着他们还健在的时候
While they are still alive, seize opportunity.
好好的把握机会，做儿女的尽你的孝道。
While they are still alive, seize opportunity to be their filial children.
孝顺父母一定要及时。
Brother and sister, honoring your parents is must be in timely manner.
否则我们中国人说树欲静而风不止，子欲养而亲不在的悔恨会成为我们做儿女一辈子的遗憾。
Otherwise,The tree wants to be still, but the wind will now subside.
我巴不得
Children desire to kill their parents, but the parents could no longer wait and pass away. This will become an irreparable regret of the children in their life.
我希望今天这段话是真的是我心里面讲出来的话。
I hope all this message that I share with you, the message from my heart.
有一天我们心中对我们的父母没有遗憾。
And hopefully, you know, we don't feel regret.
让他们还健在的时候，好好尽我们那一份爱心。阿门。
While they are still alive, let us show them our love toward them.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
我们谢谢你，让我们活在爱里面。
We thank you for letting us live in love.
不单是在你的爱里面。
Not only in your love,
也在我们父母的爱里面。
We also in our parents' love.
主要让我们真的长存一颗感恩的心。
Let us be thankful all the time.
主啊，思念到我们怎么样用我们的爱去回报他们的爱。
And thinking of how we can repay our parents' love with our love.
让我们在世上不单是做你的好儿女。
Not only we are a good children of yours.
也成为我们的父母一个孝敬他的。一个子女
and will be a filial children of our parents.
求你让你今天你自己的话语深藏在我们心中。
May your word deeply rooted in our hearts.
也能靠着你的恩典能够活得出来。
And we can live it out by the grace of you, by your grace.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉主的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.